Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're giving you a lot to chew on here with the Tiger offseason. Free agency underway officially yesterday. No blockbuster moves. This is how it goes in baseball. But we played a little audio from a friend, John Morosi, who says, bold prediction, Jarren Duran, Boston outfielder, would be a trade target for the Tigers. Well, it's funny. Boston.com wrote about a possibility of trading Jarren Duran to the Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. They put it like this. Boston has the assets needed to pry a player like Scooble away from Detroit, be it regulars like Jarren Duran, Willy Abreu, Rafaela, etc., plus young assets like Marcelo Mayer, Christian Campbell, and other talent-rich chips. Would you trade Scooble for Duran and another young piece?
Well, I mean, I do believe you've got to get something for him. And I've...
It lets you keep McGonagall and Clark and all the precious.
Well, it really comes down to, okay, let's just say you add Duran and you add Bregman and you keep Scooble, but you don't extend him. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that they can compete with the Dodgers in the World Series?
Are you asking me, are they better than the Dodgers? Because they're not. But then if that was the only reason that you'd ever make moves, nobody would ever make moves.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, how realistic is it for you to go with it? Because if in the back part of what Rosenthal had to say was, I think it was Rosenthal that said, you know, do you trade him? Or, you know, if he's just going to leave in free agency. It was the end of his was the trade deadline, because he doesn't think that there's less value at the trade deadline. You probably get the same thing for him in July as you would now.
Similar or the same, yes.
The problem is you get to July in the trade deadline and you're in it.
You have to keep him then, and you may lose him for nothing. Look.
And no World Series.
We asked the question, have you turned your back on Scooble? Because Rieger brought it up and kind of said it matter of fact. Ticket Texter says, I've turned my back on him. I blame him for coming out of game 5 early. If he would have paid one inkling of attention to Naylor earlier in the game, they also win it 2-1 in 9 innings. Another fan says he's not tough. He's not a true competitor. He's weak. He's soft. He's not a Detroiter. Another text says, are the fans turning their back on him, or did he turn his back on us? He's the one that said he has no control over where he plays. Good morning, gentlemen. As a therapist, Dan the therapist here, as far as Scooble goes, I think him pulling himself out of a playoff game at only 99 pitches is our... Only 99 pitches, let alone a playoff game. Some of the thoughts from people. Let's get to Greg in Westland. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's good.
Just want to bring up this about the Scooble and that. Can you imagine back in the day of Bob Gibson or Sandy Koufax saying, I'm not going to come out and pitch? Those guys took the team on their back. The whole thing nowadays, the professionals, it's not sports anymore. It's all business. It's gotten away from sports. Like, I love sports my whole life, and right now I could care less on any. It's just, It's just getting out of hand. They don't care about the fans. You're never going to see a decent player play for the whole team, for the same team, for their whole career. It's not going to happen anymore because of business.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
poured out of it.
It's unlikely, and I think part of it of what happened in the postseason is we saw Max Scherzer screaming at his manager as his manager is walking to the mound saying, I am not coming out of this game. I am going to get out of this inning. And he did.
Okay, he is so outperforming his contract. It's probably one of the greatest outperformances of a contract in the history of sports when you think about it.
Sure, back-to-back Cy Young Award.
And, you know, you can go back to maybe this should have been taken care of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then you read the reports and it doesn't sound like the Tigers were interested in paying a big sum of money to
I'm
do
talking
that.
Like even pre-Cy Young.
Oh, okay.
Like taking the end of what would have been, 23? And saying, hey, we see the signs here. Let's lock them up. One of those kind of premature contracts you give in baseball. But I don't think they would have been where he wanted to be. Like,
right.
I think he still at that point would have wanted probably 30 a year.
Right, and that's I agree with you.
8-240, and he's happy, and then all of a sudden, you know, he there's a little part of me that respects that he has to preserve himself. He's looking at $400 million.
Yeah. Couple ticket techs. We asked what a successful offseason is. This says adding two bats and one more ace while also keeping Scooble. I want to try to set the bar where I think they're going to achieve. I don't think they're adding an ace and keeping Scooble and adding two bats, but yeah, hallelujah.
Is there an older ace out there that would take a one-year super high end?
Well, so here's some of the challenge. So Flaherty opted in. Their five-man rotation next year is kind of already set if they keep Scooble, right? It's Scooble, Flaherty, Mize, Olson, and Melton.
Yeah.
And you need more than five arms, so they may add, like you said, some vets, some guys to round out to
might
survive
see Joe
the season.
Blade.
Yeah, maybe Joe Blade or maybe... I don't know. I'm sure someone will text it about Verlander, but they're not going to add an ace and keep Scooble with that rotation.
But
right?
Casey Mize, maybe he's in a trade.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing. Another texter says maybe they are going to trade some of their own guys. Like, are Riley Green and Kerry Carpenter both a good fit for this team, or is there redundancy? Well, we talked about if you add Duran, who's also a lefty outfielder, that's three lefty outfielders. You could DH one, or you could really wheel and deal this winter.
So if you move one, it's Green all day.
You get more for Green, and a swing profile doesn't fit what this team is all about.
Plus, Carpenter has the knack. He lives for the moment. He's done it enough.
Duran would be an upgrade on Riley Green. I don't know if people realize, like, Jarren Duran is a triples hitter. He led baseball in triples the last 2 years.
You said he was built for Comerica Park.
Built for Comerica Park. He draws walks.
And the thing is, Morosi, there's got to be a little substance here. He doesn't usually throw stuff out. Like, this kind of came out of left field. Nobody had mentioned this name.
And he has 3 years of control.
Which they like.
Another huge edge if that's a player they end up going for. What is a successful offseason for the Detroit Tigers? John, before we get your answer, get back to the phone. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, John, go Blue. My daughter, she plays piccolo in the marching band, so shout out to them.
Yeah, love watching them.
Real quick, big-time baseball fan, love the Tigers, die hard. You know, and maybe I speak for a lot of Tiger fans. I haven't turned my back on Scooble. Love Scooble. Every time he's on the bump, I'm in front of the TV, okay? But the problem is, he showed us who he is. At $400 million, I can't justify giving him $400 million when pitch 99, you've emptied the tank, although your last pitch was 101 against one of the best hitters in the league. For $400 million, I need a come home with your shield or on it guy and then say, hey, Skip, I'm available for the next game if you need me, a la Yamamoto, right? That's a $400 million guy. But if you're going to give me six innings, and listen, we're not talking about game 80 on the road against the White Sox. We're talking about playoff elimination games. You got to be able to come home with your shield or on it and then tell the skipper, if you need me, I'm available.
Oh, you're right, Steve. I think he turned off a lot of people with not coming back out for the seventh. You can live and die, win or lose, with him on the mound, and I think everybody would have been cool with it. He turned people off, but I will caution you. We went through this with Max Scherzer, who people were mad at him not going deeper in a playoff game once upon a time, and Max left. You know what happened? He won two Cy Youngs, won a World Series, and made the All-Star game in six of the next seven seasons.
And why
would have made a lot of sense to give Max a 6-7-8 year deal back then.
What made Max do that in 2013 and then Max demand to stay in the game in 2025?
Money.
The bank account.
Yeah.
Money. So if Yamamoto has $300 million in a contract, I mean, does that play into it? It's clearly part of it. Now, John, if we look at the offseason, you got to decide what you're doing with Scooble. You got to decide who you're pursuing in free agency. You're not just going to run this thing back. I don't need you to spend every dollar, but what's a successful offseason?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, if they're going to spend enough to compete for a World Series. Now, are they going to spend enough to have a roster like LA?
No.
No. And so I actually think that the real value in Scooble is, all right, you homegrown talent, you've developed him, you've built him up into this, and he's built himself up into this two-time Cy Young Award winner. The best value you have in him is to trade him because I don't think they're going to extend him. So this offseason, yeah, you need to get some everyday players. And this is a guy that, whether you agree or not, he has yet to be that guy that's going to go deep into a game and say, this game is mine. This series is mine. He plays once every 5 days at most. I need some everyday hitters. And so I think that the real value comes from actually trading Tarek Skubal. But I want this team, a successful offseason to give you the best answer, is a team that goes into next season better than the team that exited the season in 25.
And to your point, it's a cop out, he didn't answer it. There's a lot of different ways to achieve that.
Right.
You could keep Skubal, but you better be all in. I better see Bregman and another big bat.
Mm-hmm.
You could trade Skubal. But you better sign a big-time pitcher in the offseason. You better still add a couple bats, right? So there's a ton of configurations here, and it's on Scott Harris to get it right. John, I would offer Skubal more money than has been reported. I would offer him the $400 million deal over 8 years. I don't think he accepts it. I'm okay if he does because of the Scherzer comparison. Scherzer was Cy Young's, World Series, another 6 to 8 years of really good baseball. If he turns me down and isn't interested in getting extended this offseason, I'm trading him. Maybe I'm trading him for Duran, which is what Boston.com was floating out there. So I get Duran, I get Bregman, and then I sign one of the available starting pitchers in free agency, and we roll. Maybe you're trading Skubal for prospects, and you sign Bregman and a pitcher and a bat. There's a ton of ways to do this, but it needs to be an offseason that aims to correct the flaws of last year where they limped to the finish line, didn't have enough offense, and weren't a serious a title contender.
Right, and the problem, if you do sign Skubal to that monster contract this offseason, is that all you're doing?
I think you should still sign Bregman.
Okay, But if that's what happens and you don't sign Bregman because you've spent the money on Skubal, and you don't get Duran because you've spent the money on Skubal, and you go into and let's run it back. Now we're just paying more for the same guy we had last year.
Yeah.
To me, you're not better going into the season.
That's valid. But yeah, I wouldn't. Skubal can't be the, paying Skubal can't be the offseason if they pay him. You have to do more. And if that gets in the way, then you're right. You have to trade him. What's a successful offseason for the Tigers? And we got calls to get to on the Tigers. We know it's a football Friday. 9 o'clock, we'll start mixing in some Lions because there's a lot of motion based on the loss last week, the way last year ended, the Commanders team that steps into the arena on Sunday. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick on the Tigers. I know I'm probably cutting in on time, but a successful offseason looks like back end of the bullpen piece that can strike out guys. I saw way too many times this year they just pitched a contact. But if you're keeping Skubal and Flaherty already opted into his contract, I feel like with Jobe out, if they go ahead and sign another pitcher, you got to keep Melton. I feel like in the back end of that bullpen, that dude has electric stuff. I'm not too fond of Parker Meadows. I don't think his bat will ever be subpar. I don't think. I've always felt that. So I like that Jaron Duran deal, but I just don't see that happening. But you got to go get guys that can put the ball in play.
Yep.
Saw way too many times this year they struck out. I feel like upgrading your shortstop position obviously is key. And then one of the corner infield spots has to be assumed that will be upgraded. But the power's there in the team. But if you sign Skubal to that long contract, I think you have to move on, or at least try to move on from the contract of Javi Baez and try to package a deal with him with some sort of deal in the winter meetings.
Yeah, I don't know how possible that would be. And Adam, I like the phone call. One note I would make, he mentioned shortstop and third base. I think McGonagall, they're going to try to get him on this team. I just don't want that to be sold as that's the addition. Right. It's okay if McGonagall is here with Bregman or with Duran or with a couple veteran bats. You need proven guys who can deliver and get and make contact. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.